This is Bruce Marable from Employee Cycle, the HR analytics dashboard for small and medium companies. Since we already host an HR podcast, we thought the best way we could provide value is to share interviews about how HR and business leaders are trying to reduce stress and anxiety with their employees during this coronavirus public health crisis. Please listen to the following interviews, and we hope that it helps you and your company. Thank you so much for being a part of our Employee Cycle podcast COVID series, where we're talking to different people on the podcast about the best ways that companies can help their employees navigate through this health and economic crisis. And so today we're going to talk about how employers can help their employees better reduce stress and anxiety during coronavirus. So thank you so much for taking time during this crisis to help the greater HR and business community at large. And what we're going to do is start off with a couple questions about yourself in regards to your name, your company, your title, and then we'll go from there.
So my name is Nicole Morris. I am the VP of People Success at Recruitix.
Great. And can you tell us a little bit about what Recruitix does?
Absolutely. We are a recruitment advertising company, and we are actually headquartered in New York with several offices around the country and internationally.
Awesome. And can you speak about some of the locations where your employees are based?
Yeah. So we have an office in Chicago, Los Angeles. We've got one in the Bay Area. We have an office in London. And again, our headquarters are out in New York. And actually, we have one in Atlanta as well.
Great. And with your employees working in different locations, it seems like you had offices there. Did you previously have remote employees before COVID, before we were all forced to be remote?
So we did. We had a small group of our team that were truly remote. Others were close to offices but didn't go in there, and they were considered remote. But certainly not company-wide where we used to working remotely altogether.
Got it. So today is May 8th, and I like to timestamp these interviews because we're putting them out so fast, and we want people to understand what the world looks like and feels like as you're providing answers and guidance. So we are about a month and a half, almost 2 months out from the initial shutdown for most places, and really getting into what we're calling as this new normal. Whether people are getting used to it or not, we definitely are in a new place. So can you talk about the current state of your workforce? What does that look like and how it differs from the initial response of what happened when we first had this national shutdown?
Sure. So yeah, I mean, like many other companies, it was day by day, minute by minute, looking to see, you know, what was going to happen. And at the point that we made the decision to send everyone home and work remotely, which actually came before several mandates to do so. Again, we had some remote people, so some were used to it, but we have a portion of our workforce that's young and hadn't necessarily done that before. So there was a little bit of a learning curve. We sent everyone home and told everyone they needed to work from home from here on out. We obviously at the time had no idea how long that was going to be, but we wanted to make sure that everyone was equipped with, number one, equipment, right? Making sure everyone is set up, has good internet, all those tactical things that you need to think through. But then just tips and tricks and, you know, how can we manage? We didn't know, you know, what that time period of isolation was going to look like. But that's what it ended up being for several of our teammates. And so, you know, the focus quickly became, are you set up to work remotely? Are you set up to still be as productive? What are the tips to working from home, like making sure you have dedicated space and things like that? Quickly, you took a turn to ensuring everyone's mental wellness, right? Your mental health and how are we all doing? And so right now, today, I think the focus has very much been making sure we're all doing okay, right? Mentally, staying connected. How are we still maintaining our culture when literally everyone is in their own place? So that's what it is today, as opposed to what it was in the very beginning, just making sure we were set up to do so.
And you said staying connected as a priority. What does that look like? Is that staying connected with you being the head of HR, sending consistent communication to all the individual employees? Is that making sure that your managers are staying more connected than ever with individual employees or one-on-one? Is that the CEO
staying more connected with everyone, with more all hands meetings or town halls? What does that communication process and cadence look like?
Yeah, so it's actually all of the above. you know, it is absolutely starting with me and my HR team. We are, you know, we've started something that we call People Pulse. We're reaching out to everyone in the company, making sure that at one-on-one, we are saying, hey, how are you doing? What's going on? How's your situation? And keeping a pulse on people there. It is on our leadership team and making sure that our executive leaders are connecting and asking those same kind of questions of their team that they work more directly and all day, you know, with, as opposed to just me and my HR team reaching out. So, you know, we've got some reach out there. We also have our CEO, you know, we increased the number of all hands we have. We now have something weekly, and our CEO is a huge proponent of mental health right now. In fact, so much so that, again, no one's trying to sugarcoat. This is a really hard time. This is a hard time for companies, for employees, with all the layoffs and the, you know, the unknown and the scariness of the situation right now. And so he's very transparent and giving real updates, you know, to what's happening in our industry. But one of our all hands, we said, you know what, let's just play bingo. And so that's what we did as an entire company. It was a chance to just have a little bit of fun. You know, the other thing that our company does is, again, staying connected as an entire company. And so one of the positives I'll tell you, Bruce, is that we had so many different offices. We recently went through an acquisition, and so we are still getting to know some of our teammates, everyone getting to know each other. All of us being at home put us on a level playing field, right? We're all in the same place now. No one is like, you know, it's not New York office. It's not Chicago office. We are all remote. And so I've heard some of the feedback in that, you know, through the events that we've done, and I'll describe in a moment, to keep everyone connected, we've actually been able to create a more unified and cohesive culture than we ever have before. And some of the things that we're doing is, you know, we all meet as a company 3 times a week. We have 2 virtual water cooler events is what we call them, and 1 virtual workout. For our workouts, we've actually brought in instructors. We do yoga, we do boot camps, we do a slew of other workouts, which is great to just pause in your day, connect with each other, and be healthy. And then our other water coolers, you know, we've done some fun things. We do bingo, we do virtual Pictionary, we do, you know, today actually is our company's birthday. And so we did trivia today on the history of our 2 combined companies, actually. So we're doing a lot of fun things like this, with prizes, and it's a way to just see each other's faces, stay connected, maintain our culture, and ensure that everyone's doing okay.
That's awesome. And you're doing a lot of great stuff. So A+ for all of that. In regards to understanding the mental health and wellness of your employees, what's that look like? Is that a survey? Is that just doing a check-in and asking people, are you okay? Because a lot of companies are trying to figure out how to do that in a quantitative way, but they're also not being super pushy.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're dealing with the same thing. Thus far, we've been reaching out to individuals, really wanting to have, whether it's on Slack or on Zoom, making sure we're having those touch points individually. We're actually also coming out with a survey that's actually going to go out here in the next week or so to get a pulse on how people are doing working from home, what their pulse is wanting to go back into offices, you know, how they're feeling about the world right now, and how they're doing staying connected, what is their just engagement level, things like that. So we're doing both.
Got it. So moving forward, what is the plan and what have you and your executive team been thinking in regards to what the world looks like moving forward, especially when it comes to incorporating some of the awesome things that you've been doing on the engagement side? Because you're not the first company that I've heard, especially on this podcast, that said that their engagement is so much better than they ever could have imagined.
Right? Yeah. That was a surprising side effect to all this that I'm seeing, and I'm thrilled about it. we are in the midst of those conversations right now. I mean, as you know, everything is moving so fast, and we're in the point where we're not yet going back, but we got it all the signs point to, okay, how do we prepare to go back, and what do we need to do, and what are we going to hang on to? What are our lessons learned? How do we make ourselves even better coming out of this? Again, yeah, as a culture, as a company, we are seeing more connectedness more than ever now, and we want to hang on to that. And so I think while we have done some of these events virtually now out of necessity, I think we're going to actually hang on to them so everyone gets onto their screen and it's not just office-based. We're all there as though we're, again, you know, coming back to here, everyone in their home, everyone is connected, and we're all on the same playing field. And so we're hoping to keep some of that. Some of the fun games and keeping everyone being able to take a break, you know, mentally just stop working, take a break, come have some fun, get to know each other. And I think that's been a big, big win for us.
For companies that have never been remote, but now seriously thinking about either going fully remote or hybrid remote,
right?
One of the things that I've been seeing them really focus on is the ability to manage or train their managers to figure out how to manage a remote workforce when they've never done that before, including things like emotional intelligence or flexibility or managing expectations in a different way. So what do you see you doing for your managers and your management team during this? And if you do continue to be remote?
Right, right. That's, again, another great topic. And we're also, you know, trying to figure this all out as we go along. I think one thing that you said has been one of the biggest focus for us is flexibility. Not only are we working from home, we have a large number of our teammates home with children trying to homeschool, right? So right now we're in a unique situation, but because of that, flexibility, I think, and understanding is key for us right now. One thing that we've done is instituted no meeting blocks. So twice a day for 30 minutes, you are not allowed to schedule meetings in this time. You know, now that may not be feasible once or twice a week, whatever the case is. But generally, the point is that, hey, look, everyone needs to stop, take a mental break. You have kids to tend to. You need to go outside and take a walk. You need to get some fresh air. And I think working remote, maybe more so in the world we're in now where that's mandated, I think the flexibility and the understanding is key. Now, moving forward, I think we are going to see some changes. We now know we are fully functional working remotely. So we're gonna probably need to look at policies that are going to be different than they once were for mandating who is allowed to work from home and who is not. So that's something that we're going to have to revisit for moving forward.
Are there any things throughout this entire process that have really stood out as surprising to you?
Yeah, I think what I touched on earlier, I think that the biggest surprise to me and a quite welcome one was how much more connected we all are now when we're all remote. I mean, it's incredible.
Having been through this process and still going through it, for all of the HR leaders, business leaders, anyone out there that's managing a team and still trying to figure out where do I go from here, because everyone's in this together, trying to figure it out in real time.
Yeah.
What's the mindset and the skill sets that you think any HR or business leader should bring to the table and have right now to be able to make it through this process?
You know, that's a great question. I think to make it through this process, as you talk about managing your team and realizing some people have never done this before, some are pros at it. I think you need to, you kind of need to crowdsource. You need to lean on those people who have done this before, and you need to utilize their skills. You also need to be able to talk to your managers and make it comfortable for them to say, hey, I'm not really sure how to do this. And let's skill them up. Let's coach them up. And I'm trying to think of what else we've done, because we've encountered that. We have, you know, new managers, we have new people working remotely, and we're really just making sure that we're all staying connected. You know, one thing we implemented before we even went to working remotely was a schedule of daily touch points or daily scrums. You know, you've got a touch point with your manager, you have to have one with your team. So we set a schedule around trying to make sure that folks are still staying connected and managers, are keeping a pulse on their people and what the tasks are and how to still maintain goals and be productive. I think that was a big help for us when we went into this initially.
Well, Nicole, thank you so much for sharing your wisdom, your advice, your experience. You know, you really knocked this interview out the park and you've made me look smart. So I appreciate that.
Thanks, Bruce.
So again, thank you so much for your time. We hope that you, your family, and everyone that works at your company stay safe and stay healthy. And again, really appreciate you sharing your experience. So thank you.
Thank you, Bruce. Thanks for highlighting this. I mean, there's so many great, fantastic HR professionals in their companies, and it's so wonderful to see. You know, you mentioned you've done so many of these so far. The number of HR professionals focusing on their people and making sure everyone is doing okay right now, and not only doing okay, but really thriving, and how we set our people up for success. You know, post COVID, it's wonderful to see how many people are focusing on this. And thank you for doing this series.
If this interview helped you, please send to all the HR and business leaders in your network, since we're all looking for some reassurance, some guidance, and a sense of community. Stay tuned for more episodes by subscribing to the Employee Cycle Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever else you listen to podcast episodes. Or you could also check in at employeecycle.com/podcast to get more interviews like this. Please. Stay safe and stay healthy. Talk to you soon.